Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer V.S. Naipaul. Now V.S. Naipaul was born in 1932 in Trinidad and he died in 2018 in England. Now keep in mind that though he was born in Trinidad, he is a writer of Indian descent. Now let me also tell you that he is a winner of the Booker Prize as well as the Nobel Prize for Literature. So all of these things make him more important. Along with this, when you are reading British diaspora writers, the works of V.S. Naipaul become very important. Now, as I told you that he was born in Trinidad, but he's a writer of Indian descent. And he has descended from Hindu Indians, who had immigrated to the Trinidad as indentured laborers or indentured servants. So his experience while growing up in the Trinidad and the fact that he was born to Indian immigrants, all of these are reflected in many of his works. Now keep in mind that he's famous for the novel A House for Mr. Biswas, A House for Mr. Biswas, which came out in 1961. This novel is set in Trinidad, and it centers on the main character's attempt to assert his personal identity and establish his independence, as it is symbolized by owning his own house. And this protagonist is Mr. Biswas. And if you have read this novel, you will recall that though he ultimately purchases his own house, the debt that he has incurred is so great that, it becomes a question mark in the end whether his family members will be able to pay the debt. And also remember that A House for Mr. Biswas is very comic in nature. Comic in the sense that it is a kind of tragicomedy. Even many events of life which are generally tragic are described in such a way that it evokes comedy. And this is one of the reasons why even after reading that novel, you will never feel traumatized, because ultimately it is just about the simple life of Mr. Biswas. How he struggles with the Tulsis, who are his in-laws. So try to go through the storyline of this novel, A House for Mr. Biswas. After that, another novel which he wrote, which you should also know about, is called In a Free State. In a Free State, which came out in 1971. And it was for this novel that he won the Booker Prize. That's why this novel is important. After that, he has also written some non-fiction works. And three of them are on India. About India or on India. One is called An Area of Darkness. An Area of Darkness, which came out in 1965. After that, India, A Wounded Civilization. India, A Wounded Civilization. This one came out in 1977. Uske baad ek aur hai. It's called India, A Million Mutinies Now. India, A Million Mutinies Now. This came out in 1990. Now, after that, another novel that you should know about is called Half a Life. Half a Life. This one came out in 2001. And this is a novel about an Indian immigrant to England and then Africa. And in a sense, this character becomes half a person. As Naipaul later on tells us, half a person, within quotes, half a person, because he is living a borrowed life. Within quotes, living a borrowed life. Now, uske baad ek aur important novel hai inka. It's called A Bend in the River. A Bend in the River. This came out in 1979, and this pessimistically examines the uncertain future of a newly independent state in Central Africa. A Bend in the River. Now, another fact you should know is that in his early phase of life and career, he wrote comic novels, but later on, his novels become bleaker, and it would be better to describe them novels of alienation. Now, uske baad ek aur novel hai inka, about which you should know. It's called The Enigma of Arrival. The Enigma of Arrival. This one was published in 1987. So, remember that, in total, V.S. Naipaul has written many novels. In total, 30 likhe hai inhone. But, you don't have to know about all of them. At least, know about the important ones. As I told you, A House for Mr. Biswas. After that, In a Free State. This is the novel which won the Booker Prize. Afterwards, the three works on India, An Area of Darkness. Afterwards, India, A Wounded Civilization. Uske baad, India, A Million Mutinies Now. Uske baad ek aur hai inka novel, A Bend in the River. A Bend in the River. And as I told you, this is about a newly independent state in Central Africa. And afterwards, ek aur hai, The Enigma of Arrival. The Enigma of Arrival. And afterwards, Half a Life. Half a Life, which came out in 2001. And let me tell you one more fact. I told you earlier that ही वॉज अवॉर्डेड द नोबेल प्राइज इन लिटरेचर, ठीक है, इन द ईयर 2001, ठीक है. एंड द कमिटी दैट अवॉर्डेड दिस प्राइज सेड दैट इट वॉज बींग अवॉर्डेड टू वी एस नायपोल फॉर हैविंग यूनाइटेड, ठीक है, विद इन कोट्स, फॉर हैविंग यूनाइटेड परसेप्टिव नैरेटिव एंड इनकरप्टेबल स्क्रूटनी इन वर्क्स दैट कंपेल अस टू सी द प्रेजेंस ऑफ सप्रेस्ड हिस्ट्रीज, अनकोट, ठीक है. सो हिज वर्क्स compel us to see the presence of suppressed histories. And this is the reason for which he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. ठीक है.